early this morning, I had this dream. I was in a dollar store, I think. And when I went to pay for my purchases, I noticed that my wallet was missing. And I'm like, how can this happen? And I was kind of frustrated that, you know, somebody walked up to me and took my wallet out and everything. So I was just really upset. And I'm like, I don't, you know, we're not supposed to worry, but God, somebody took my wallet. So then I kept dreaming other scenes, but I still, in the back of my mind, I was worried about somebody violated me and took the time to steal my wallet. Then I see Miss Brenda sitting like that. My God, I'm like, okay. And I knew prayers were going up. And later on, I was sitting in the PWM 22 Tahoe waiting on either a pastor or Pastor Glow to come. I was just sitting there in their car. And then a father and son duo came up to the car. And I thought in my spirit, I thought this was the couple, the two, one of them took my wallet. But during worship is a different reason. So I'm sitting there in the car, and the son comes to me, talking to me, while the father swings open the door and slides my purse to me right here. And I just was like, wow, God answered my prayers. Just something simple like that. God answers my prayers. And so during worship, I'm like, God, it's just amazing. And I'm like, you know what? As we're sitting in the Holy Spirit, Jesus is going to talk to us. He's going to be my distractor. Our Father will bring forth the gifts. And then I'm like, wow. So I'm just still amazed by that. You know, I only had $2 in my wallet, but you took my wallet, but God brought me back my wallet, you know? So then I'm dreaming again, and we were in a little boutique, and I saw Miss Nada was with me. And if you will imagine, you know, it was a wall, and there was all kinds of trinkets and clocks and gadgets on it. And then what you said, there was a time where we just hit a switch. So what you said just, I think, answered. We just hit a switch, and then all those things lit up. And I turned, and I saw on the table a plain piece of netting, if you will, just plain, nothing. But at the, about this tall. But at the bottom, Miss Nida had embroidered something, a pattern on it that was gold. So it looked plain, it looked boring, and it looked dull, but at the bottom was prayers of gold. So I'm like, Lord, and as I was getting the stuff off the copy, I just started weeping, like, Lord, this life is so wonderful. We think it's boring, we think it's dull, we think it's ugly, but our prayers are embroidering. God is doing it, and it's going to be manifesting in his riches, his glory. And I'm just thankful for what you said, that answer about just hitting the switch. You know, we're not saying things in the natural anymore. We're not dreaming in the natural. We're not walking in the natural. We're not talking in the natural. It's all heavenly. So sit in the car. Stay in PWM. Stay in PWM.
Okay. That car's going somewhere. Tell you something that actually describes some things for me, and thank you for sharing that, Raquel. It's beautiful. Can you hear the spiritual things that have been said already up here about the switch and walking in the spirit? How are you going to be in the spirit? You know, I hope somebody recorded what she said, because I can't remember the whole thing. She can't either. She was, Gloria and I were, you know, laughing at each other. We said, she's gone somewhere and in the spirit, right? So, but that's the key. And Raquel said it very well. We kind of consider life as boring, mundane, until you get in the spirit. And then you start to see the excitement that the Holy Spirit will produce, and how much the Father loves us, and how much he will provide for us and has provided for us one of the things she said is, I'm about to get something that's already been given to me. Can y'all hear that? You know, something is already out there for us. A lot of it depends on our attitudes. Right? There is, God has, you know, there are tons of promises in there, tons of them. But our attitudes sometimes are so worldly, and we sort of copy what other people are saying, too much TV, because they're always in dilemmas. But, you know, even what you're going through can become a joy to you if you know that you've been given something, but you just haven't got it yet. Right. So you're not caught up on the situation. You're like, oh, this is another situation just for something else to manifest that's bigger than I am right now. So that's really what God's doing for us. And that's kind of knowing who our Father, that's knowing who our Heavenly Father is. One of the things that was said up here earlier was this. There's a general goodness. But like the song said, we have to breathe in and know a deeper goodness. Okay. And so you can't let that escape you. That's a big spiritual statement. We have to breathe in. And so, because if you don't stop and breathe in, we won't know what a deeper goodness is. It can be 30 years of us going to church every Sunday, but we still don't know what a deeper goodness is. Okay, you got to get that, because this is what your Heavenly Father wanted you to see this morning, that there's a deeper goodness. I didn't put it in those words, but the song put it wonderfully. There's a deeper goodness, or you put it wonderfully, that you have to breathe in to get it. There's a general goodness. God's going to, you know, help everybody, so to speak, reigns on the just and the unjust. But there's a deeper goodness, and it's associated with you recognizing His fatherhood. You say, well, I don't have it, because we don't know our Heavenly Father. We know our earthly father, but we don't really know our Heavenly Father very, very well. And so, because if we knew, remember what He said, and remember what Jesus said, if you being evil. And He didn't apologize for calling you evil, by the way. Because He's calling you what you are. He's calling you what you are. Because he's not going to kind of fluff it up. If you being evil know how to give things to your children. Happy Father's Day, Dads. But you're not. I'm a father, too. Let's put it like that. How much more? How much deeper, if we can breathe in, how much more can He know how to give you good things? Your Heavenly Father can give you much more than those who are evil can give you. And more willingly, and with much more love, and with much more consistency, and with much more satisfaction for doing it for you, right? He's got no qualms about it. So we need to breathe in and know Him, He says this morning. I want you to know me. I want you to know me personally. I want you to know exactly who I am. I want you to know more about me and how that nothing can come from my hand but goodness. Nothing can come from my hand but good things, right? So look, I don't want the saying right now. You can do it, you know, next week or whatever. God is good all the time. I don't want to hear that one. Because it's gotten too nominal. It's gotten too just a canned response, you know. We haven't breathed in to know His goodness, so it's easy to make those statements like that. God's good all the time, right? God all the time, God's good. I know. Yeah, but do you know? Okay. And that is His heart for His people. And until you really get to know how evil you are and how good I am, you can't receive a whole lot. You receive a general goodness. Because it's according to your faith, right? So if I can call you evil today and you not get mad at me, it's a good step for us getting more from God Himself. because if we jolt at being called evil, then we don't know how good God is really. Can you hear what I'm saying? If we jolt at being called evil, we don't really know how good our Heavenly Father is, because there's no comparison. Call me evil, that's only right, because compared to me and him, there's nothing to be said. So if we jolt at it, we don't know him. If we kick back on it, we don't really know him. And so that's really his heart for this PWM. I think it's Raquel said. See, or Jerry, this is his house. Can you get that? This is his house. This is what he wants to build and how he wants to bless. That's why your prayer over people's finances, it made him smile. Because, like you're saying, this is my house, and I want my people free from that, right? This is my, and I'm going to show you how to do it. So if we can be called evil, then we can start learning, right? So if you don't mind me called evil, and you better not, or else we don't know the cross, then we got a nice step to we can breathe in now, Pastor Ross, we can breathe in and get a hint of a deeper goodness that we have not experienced and knew before. Experienced. See, it's easy to say God is good all the time God is good, but you never experienced the deeper goodness, right? So the statements can be very canned, and, you know, it sounds good that we kind of know that we know, and we're acknowledging God, but acknowledging him and walking in his goodness is a totally two different things, you know. Surely goodness and mercy are going, David said, going to follow you all the days of his life. You know why? Because David knew he was nothing. And David knew, and here's what the Father is getting to this morning. The whole service is really along this line already. You know, you're always tempted to let just Pastor Jerry just go, you know, just go. Because she can go, you know. But she hit on some things that we got to get as a people. And this is what makes his heart glad. Just remind you what Jesus would say about him. It is my Father's good pleasure to give you this whole kingdom. It's just his good pleasure. He couldn't wait to get to this moment where Christ died. So I want to give, right? I want to give this kingdom. And through all thousands of years, finally Christ has died so you can understand how good he is. Because when Adam fell, he lost the sense of God's goodness. Do you know when Adam fell, all mankind lost the sense of God's goodness? And until we get a revelation of God's goodness, we'll still, you know. And at the fall, guys, we became orphans. We became orphans. Now, we didn't know what a daddy felt like. You understand? Because Adam, he was a son. He got orphaned. Well, when you get orphaned, there are all kind of repercussions that goes through, you know. I don't know what it feels like to be loved at a certain level. So I act a certain way. See, because I act a certain way. I react a certain way because I don't know what love feels like. I don't know what that kind of love feels like. So I find love over here this kind of way, but it's never the God kind of love. It's never the Father kind of love. It's a different kind of thing. And God has to restore that. That's why he would say in the scripture, the prophet would say, he's a father to the orphan. Y'all remember that? He's a father to the orphan. And I always would read that and say, okay, some people in the natural, you know, they were, you know, if they lost a dad or whatever kind of way, God was going to step in. Never realizing they was talking about me. And that's why he said that. And remember in Romans, we're going to receive the spirit, what? Of adoption. That we cry, he's my daddy. I'm finally starting to rediscover what the love of heaven is. I love my earthly daddy, sure, but who can compare to your spiritual orphanage and your spiritual adoption, that he's going to restore a deeper kind of goodness to your heart that you never knew. We wouldn't dare say God wasn't good, but oh my goodness, there's a deeper, deeper love for himself, a deeper capacity to understand what God's love is in our spirits than we ever knew before. And so, you know, we're primed to receive that on Father's Day. We're primed to receive that on Father's Day. Because there's a heavenly Father's Day. It just happens to be every day.
Every day. Come on now.
You know. But he's choosing this time for us to understand a little better about his love for us. And you know, as we share, we're going to really see some things by the Spirit of God. Because if it doesn't come by revelation and by the Spirit of heaven, by the, you know, God associating himself with man or woman and saying, I'm going to show you a light that you haven't seen before. I'm going to show you my love. You know, First John talks about perfect love. Cast out all your fear. Because there's no fear in this kind of love. Can you imagine walking in fearless life? It has to do with how much of God's goodness that you can actually lay a hold of. In your heart, I'm talking about true faith. I'm talking about a union with him that's so united with him that I feel his love capacity. And God, you know, I don't worry about anything because love has taken care of it all. Over there, and let me start right here with this. Over there in, and I know this is a lot of people's favorite scripture in Proverbs 3, right? My son, forget not my law. That's where he starts, right? Here's God's calling you his son. And he says, so this is germane to us. It's particular to his heart for us. You know, don't forget my law, but keep my commandments for length of days and long life and peace. They're going to add to you. That sounds pretty good, right? Length of days, long life, and peace. In other words, look, get in the spirit with me on this. Get in the spirit with me, homie, because your mind will start saying, what about this? What about that? Just forget about that. Just get in the spirit with me. Let God's word start to unite with your heart in the spirit, right? You know, sometimes we read too fast. Stop. Slow down. Don't let the Bible take the place of God himself. Don't let the Bible take the place of God. It's just a vehicle to him. The Bible in itself, it'll kill you. It'll do you more harm than good. If I'm serious about that. If you read it wrong, it'll do you more harm than good. It'll turn you into a legalistic kind of beat people over the head person. Right? It absolutely will do that. It absolutely will do that. I wish I could let Pastor Mike share his testimony. I'm trying to fit that in. 2D. Oh, for length of days long, like 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. I'm going to explain that. I wish I had a binding about your neck, write them upon the table of your heart down inside. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So There's such a thing as natural understanding, but we're talking spiritual Tava, spiritual understanding. I need a revelation of your love. I need a revelation of your goodness, God. Now, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's the one. But here's what that's, you got to read in underneath behind the words. Trust in the Lord, but not in yourself. See, there's where we fail. Because we still trust in ourselves. Okay. So when we trust in ourselves, we don't trust in God. When we trust in ourselves, we don't know how good he is. Are y'all following me? We thought we knew how good he is, but we're still trusting in our own plan. We're still trusting in our own little system. We're still trusting our old teaching or what we did in the past or what worked for Mark. We're still trusting in something else. We don't trust explicitly in his goodness. So then, Derek, I got to rip some trust out of you before you're going to know how good I am. See, I got to go to the cross first and die to trusting myself before you see the depths of how good I am. Because I'm moment by moment. My love for you is much higher moment by moment. I'm going to supply this. I'm going to supply that. Oh, if they take your pocketbook, I'm going to supply it right back to you. Are y'all following me? It doesn't matter if you lose. You can't lose because I'm a full supplier. I supply to the bone. I'm going to supply when nobody else can supply. Matter of fact, I'm your only supply. I'm your only supply. Y'all hear the word only? See, we need a revelation. Only to us doesn't compute in the natural. Because we got to do something. Right? We got to do something ourselves. We have got to do something ourselves. Here's a saying, right? You got to, you know, God's going to help you if you help yourself. Where'd you get that from? No, God helps the poor. He doesn't help the rich. Are y'all listening to me? See, I thought of, when I read that scripture, God helps the poor and the orphan, I figured it was a whole class of different people. Why? I wasn't poor enough in myself yet. So you had to rip my richness out before I could qualify to know how good he was. Otherwise, I'm on a general goodness plane. But when we start ripping out my richness, I became so poor that he was my only supply. O-N-L-Y. This is why she said, I'm not going to pray. I ain't going to pray no more that way. Those who can't, listen. All you just said was, I'm still rich in myself. Oh, well, I've got $5, but I ain't giving it. You said, that ain't much. You're still rich in yourself. In other words, you don't know his goodness yet. Not the deep goodness, right? Not the deep goodness. What does the song say, Pastor Rock? Take a breath. Who's it? Breathe deep and say what now? Nowhere, Valisa. Down inside, deep down inside. After he's ripped off the self-sufficiency, after he's ripped off the, now I can see how good he is. Now I'll give him my last penny. I'll give him my last 100. I'll give him my last 1,000. I'll give him my last 500,000. Because none of that bothers me anymore. He's my treasure. My goodness. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Look at all your heart. Not part, not 3/4, not 9/10. It's just like, it's to me, see, my, to me, it was just like when Adam came out to shoot. He didn't have nothing else to trust in. He don't know what money is. He doesn't know what. He doesn't know what any of that is. You see what Christ came to do for us? We have a trust issue. We have a trust issue. And so so the scripture, we won't read it so fast now. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Can you see that? Don't stop trusting in yourself. You got to stop trusting in yourself. Okay, so that's you know. Here's what you got to see. This is what redemption is all about. This is why Christ is on the inside of Taba. Right? Not just to bless her. It's to die to self-trust inside of her. It's that deep death so we can get high life, right? We got to die to self-trust so that we can know how good is, really good. I mean, good. I say it to you again. Jesus came to save the poor and the widow, I mean, and the orphans, right? Not the rich and people who have. And until we see that and get to, remember, blessed are the what? The poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. I never understood that, Pastor. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Because we're very high on ourselves. That's why people don't like the cross. Because cross takes you out. And he can't get to you as long as it's you are in there. That's why Jesus would say this, Derek. Unless you lose your life, you'll never find it. You'll never get to God. You'll never get to God unless you lose your life. You'll never get to his goodness. I'm talking real goodness. Yeah, you can be like the sun's going to shine on a certain, you know, general thing. That's what you said. See, that was so prophetic up here. Generally, I'm talking about the one that Christ died for, where he's wooing you hard. Let that go. Let that go so that you can gain. Let that go. See, if you go on with God, if you don't know how to let go, you can never gain. Right? Remember, Abraham had to lose. He had to leave his Ur of Chaldees, he had to leave his family, he had to leave his father. Then he had to leave Lot. He had to leave, you know, give Lot the higher blessing. He said he left all that stuff. Then he had to lose his son, Isaac. But then God said, "And blessing, I'm going to bless you now. Now I'm going to bless you. Why? Now you can see how good I am. Now you don't have to listen to people on the street. If God was good, he was this and that and the other. No. You know the Bible now. Now you know the Bible. Not the, you know, the superficial. Now you know, Robert, the depths of God's love for you. There's nothing that you can't do and nowhere you would go that his blessing won't be poured out on you. And that he doesn't know about it. And he has goodness in mind for you all. Surely goodness and mercy. Surely. Come on, Robert. All the days. I'm talking all the days. Well, what happened Tuesday? You had a bad day. You know what? Behind that somewhere, there was some goodness coming. You just didn't even see it. You know what's so ironic? Monday, if I say God is good, you'll say all the time. I'm just giving you an example. Tuesday, something went wrong. What happened? I thought he was good all the time. Y'all see what I'm saying? It's just the quip. There's nothing rooted down in that thing, man. It's not living on the inside of you. That little phrase, not living, Bernadine, it's not living on the inside of you. It's just a kind of. And here's Father saying, Derek, I'm going to grab you this week, and I'm going to rip some self-trust out of you so you can feel how good I am on the real deal, on the heavenly sense, the eternal side of things. You know, forget about 70. I'm good to you for eternity. That's why she couldn't connect with 70. I connect with eternity, and that's the number of years. See, to me, see, I know God's goodness. I know God's goodness. He's, now I can say he's good all the time. Now I can say it. Now I can say it with goosebumps going through me. He's bestowed on the orphan and over the poor, which you and I are or were. He become Christ. Bringing goodness, bringing back. You know, when people were rich, they won't take redemption. Is God opening up the windows of heaven for Alma? Because she doesn't hold back that tithe. And why don't she hold back that tithe? Because I'm not afraid now to tithe. Why? Because tithing ain't, I mean, the money is not me. You know, why, you know, you robbed God. Robbed him of what? Robbed him of trying to bless you from end to end. Not of the money. He don't need the money. You robbed him of trying of blessing you all the day. You robbed him of that. Isn't that, God don't need the money. It's his joy and privilege to open the windows of heaven and pour stuff out. You know, the preachers of the old, they tried, that's how they got money. They were so wrong. I understand that. That's totally wrong. No, his goodness is so deep. I'm your father. I'm your father. Listen, I'm your father. My God shall supply all your need. I'm talking about from spiritual. I'm talking about from financial. I'm talking about on your mind. I'm talking about every cell in your body. I'm talking about every breath that you breathe. I'm talking about in the natural and the spirit. I'm a provider. Look at the names of God. Jehovah Rapha and Jehovah Sikkenu. I provide. Jehovah Shalom. I supply peace. Look at the names of God. I'm a big supplier. My name is supply. That's my name. It's my name. It's in my nature. It's my currency to give, give, and give, and give. I'm so good. I like them songs, "The Great I Am." I'm the great I am. Everything comes from me. Everything comes from me. I open my hand and gives the desire of everything in living. Everything living. Bird, beast, animal, but especially human beings. I open my hand and it happens. Everything. Everything. To your breath. To your cell movements. Whatever they can put the microscope under, and then that's him. He can push it all through. That's just all his deal. That's his deal. I'm good all the time. I started and I'm finishing it. Are y'all hearing me? But then, see, we become self-sufficient. That's the problem. We trust in the Lord. You see what that scripture now means? Trust in me for every daily thing, every breath. When you get up in the morning, I'm trusting God. He put the breath in my lungs. If I can move my pinky, God did that. If I can move my pinky, God did it. Y'all stand by, blink my eye. Oh, the Holy Ghost is still real. Shh. And it's just His living testimony in heaven is, my people on earth understand my goodness now. Right? They're getting a revelation of how good I am, right? During the fall, that got snapped. It got snapped, Mike. It got snapped. And we sort of give him token, you know, credit. And the fall, we give him token credit. But now he's bringing back a people to say, oh, no, 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 no. I'm not afraid to lose $1,000 because his goodness will more than overcome my pocketbook being taken. I ain't afraid of no loss. I ain't afraid of no loss. Matter of fact, it's like Pussy Paul tried to give this to us. He said, when I'm weak, when I have nothing, when I have no confidence in myself, that's when I'm strong. When I have nothing, that's when I'm the strongest. And I count everything for loss that I can gain this good God. I'll lose whatever. With all my ability, all the knowledge I had in the Bible, I throw it all away. We got a good, good God here. You can't do this, and he's out. He's not right there already before your foot hit the ground. Oh, God, here come blessings. Every step, moment by moment, grace. You know, the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, right? So you don't need that law anymore. You got this grace of his presence and his goodness following you all the days of your life. And every time you can think of something blessing, you're like, oh, wait, I think that's in scripture. You have to think about it after the blessing comes. Instead of being a legal head. You understand? This stuff is life. It's life. Moses, the law, Jesus came to give us life. In other words, the blessings start running through you, Raquel, like crazy. That's why you're starting to dream. Because you're loosening up on the goodness of God. And knowing how good he is and that he's her supply. And fundamental to your Christian life is him living on the inside of you and working out what she was praying for today. Working out all that stuff because I see his goodness now. Now watch it take place. And you know what's going to happen to top of God? You're going to go to a person, you're going to be at the store, mind your business, and God say, okay, get that guy $5. Your last five. It's just a test. Do you believe me or not? Am I good or not? Because we have to get delivered from the inside out on that, see. But here's your Heavenly Father. I'm telling you, he's going to walk you home today. He's going to walk you home today. He's going to walk you home. Because I love being present with us. He won't just give us a book. He's going, I'm going to be present with you. I'm going to walk you home. He's going to walk you home. He's going to gently say, oh, no, 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 no. That's the wrong attitude right there. Wait, 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 wait. You're still legalistic? Wait, that's still religion? Search your heart. Read them scriptures a little slower. I was supposed to be further along than this by now. Reading slow. Thank you, Glow. Trust, look, I love this now, D. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord, Robert. And God's just going to test you in that, right? See, you know, sacrifice is the biggest thing. Can you sacrifice? And trust me. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. Because you know how we are. I can't give this now. Because, you know, I got to still do this. Or our own natural understanding about the ways of God won't work. We have to have a spiritual revelation in his internal teaching, his presence and his teaching showing us the way. Even sermons don't do it. It's got to be his personal walking with you. I wish I could share my testimony about the keys. You know. In short, because I think this is appropriate. So Pastor Glow bought me a little tiny souvenir keychain about that high. And it had a couple knives on each side, you know, souvenir, your Hollywood. You just, you could use it for maybe cutting a box open or whatever, but, you know, nothing dangerous. And she gave it to a couple other people. And so she gave it to me, and I never put any, I try to go lightly. In other words, I hardly carry a wallet. If I do carry a wallet, it's not the flap over one. It's kind of the one you just shovel a couple cards in, you know, and I barely carry money. I never carry coins. I don't like to be heavy. If I get a coin, it's going somewhere. It's going in my bucket. It's going in my car thing. And so my point is, to have a chain on my key, I don't do it. I don't ever do that for years and years and years. But this time, for some reason, I said, let me put that on there. I guess make her feel good for getting something. Probably. And it was real small, so I said, yeah, maybe I'll lean over. Say again. She wasn't expecting me to use it because she knows my ways, right? But I did it. You know, it's just small. I said, I'll try it. You know what? Next day, I lost my keys. Lost the whole batch. I'm like, what in the world happened to these keys? So for a week, I looked for them keys. But see, here's your goodness with you, but teaching you too. You understand? It's not just book knowledge. You know, I'm not even thinking about it. You know, every day I'm like, where are these keys? And I'm starting to even think about getting them. I don't feel like having to go get them all replaced and whatever. So a week later, I'm watching. I know y'all are not going to like this. I'm watching ID. I'm watching ID. And they were talking. The policeman was interviewing some guy, and he said, "You got any weapons on you?" And the guy said, "And he said, before the guy could answer, he said, I could see. The policeman said this. I could see there was a knife on him. I got quickened. As soon as that policeman mentioned the word knife, something went through me, and I said, I put a knife on my keys, and God didn't like it. Don't ask me why. I'm not trying to say there's wrong with knife carrying for any time. Maybe it's just me. I'm just trying to point out the quickening that happened. I knew it right away. I knew it. That man did not have a little knife on TV. He didn't have a little knife. He had a big knife, right? So it had nothing to do with the size of what I was carrying. It's just the Holy Ghost used that to quicken me, to teach me. I'm talking about his goodness. Just a small example, but see, I'm talking about his goodness in everyday living. So I just knew inside me. See, you have to be quickened by the word. You can't just go by letter. You can't just read it and say, God, speak to me. He speaks. You know how he speaks to, who can I use? You know how he's going to speak to you? Through quickening. In other words, it's going to come to your mind before you know it got there. Are y'all following me? You're going to sense, you might even, I saw a flash inside of me. Right? I'm just teaching you spiritual stuff. This is the way you got to live with God. You know, you can't follow a pattern. You can't just go by reading the Bible. He quickens the Bible to make it alive to you. You're listening to me. Just like the scriptures we're reading now. Now light's coming on because there's a quickening going on in here. Okay. And then he's going to do that for the tower personally. Right? He's going to do it with Tara personally because he loves her. So it's quickening time. That's the way he teaches. That's the way the Holy Ghost teaches. Why did the woman touch Jesus' garment? She got quickened. If I touch his garment, I'm going to be made whole. How did she get that? She did not get it from other people. People try to say, well, she probably hurt somebody else. We heard about he healed somebody else. No. The Holy Spirit quickened her. She said to herself, if I touch him, how does she know that? Heaven went off in the inside of her. Thank you. Heaven went off on the inside of her. And all she, inside of her, you couldn't tell her that if I touch him, I'm not going to be healed. You couldn't tell her that because that knowledge is more real than in the natural, right? And that's how he's going to teach you. That's why Glow, he would say in scripture, You don't need that any man teach you. But the anointing within you is going to show you all things. So there's an quickening inside of you that's going to show you what to do next. Or just reach out and touch. We can't tell you how to do that. You know, we have so many things that we try to say, well, just do this, and we make them a formula. And we don't have the Holy Ghost. So I got excited. All that was to tell you that I got quickened about the knife. I just got quickened. Now, why he didn't want me to carry it, I don't know. I'm just going to obey. And I said to myself right there, I said, oh, you're going to show me where my keys are now. And as soon as I find them, I'm taking that knife off. I said that. And I repented for putting it on there. I didn't even know why. I just knew he didn't like it. I'm not trying to start a no knife doctrine. Look, right there you go. There you go right there. It's just something in me. Maybe I thought it could be a protection when he needs to be. You understand? I said, just cutting boxes. And he said, no, you want to cut somebody. Right. Are you following? It's something deep in my heart that he knows me better than me. Okay. Right. Are y'all following me? And I just yield. I don't care. Same day. I walked downstairs in the garage. It's raining outside. Let me put this jacket on that I holly everywhere. It's in the garage. I take the jacket off. They're right in there. I knew I was going to find them. As sure as that lady knew she was going to get healed when she touched him. I knew I was going to find him. I didn't have to think about it anymore. I didn't have to think about going to get another keys made. I knew I was going to find it because of that quickening moment. Right? That's how he's going to teach you. That's how he's going to teach you, Taba. And if y'all hear what I'm saying, you grab what Taba's getting. I don't know why God's picking out her, but you need to grab it. Because you say, well, I want to understand the Bible. It's quickening. It's a lightning flash. What words is hard to get, you know. Revelation. Touch. Internal touch is only what God can do. It's a personal thing. Right? We're still talking about his goodness, though. That's his goodness right there. And see, that's the goodness that's going to follow you all the days of your life. I'm talking about days. I'm not talking about one day here and the next day or 3 years from now. I'm talking about all of my days of my life. I'm expecting quickening now. Yeah. You know, quick, speak to me, God. Show me your glory. Quicken. Daily quicken. Let me get used to revelation instead of head knowledge. It pleased God to reveal his son in me. Where were we, D? Oh, we lost the connection. Okay. Did it just go? Oh, I guess I'm supposed to keep talking. No, look. We got to examine ourselves. Not for good or bad. We got to examine ourselves to see if we're in the faith. In other words, God, are you quickening me? Are we walking by faith? Are we walking by quickening? Is the Holy Ghost my real teacher? Or have we settled for sermons, books, and schools, but the teacher isn't really doing his job on the inside of me? Who can tell me what's good and what's not good, right and what's wrong from wrong? He can show me the ways of true salvation. James, did you have a scripture that you were looking up? You're okay? Okay, good. Don't none of your insight or understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, right? Six, and all thy ways acknowledge him, right? And he shall direct your path. So in everything I do, I'm going to just break that down a little bit. I wake up in the morning, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what right or wrong is. I don't know how to live. See, that's that deep humility has got to come. I don't know how to guide my own life. It's only His goodness can show me this. I'm weak and helpless and orphaned, and I have no substance of my own to live by, zero. I don't care if I got the best job in the world. I'm still nothing in myself. So I'm going to acknowledge you. See, that's not a written thing. That's a heart thing. You understand? My heart now trusts no longer. I've seen how deep man fell. I see that he fell a long way and not stopping. That there is no hope for this fall. There's none good. No, not one. All his ways are like the poison of an asp. Derek said you got bit by Satan. And you don't even realize you got bit. You brag about it. That's how blind you are to the depth of your fall. Until God flashes light like he's doing this morning. Say, I fell amongst falling. Holy Spirit, if you don't grab me, if you don't grab me, I'm going to fall like the rest of this world. Right into the abyss. And look, the whole time we're falling, we're talking about other people. And all right, Sarah, the whole time we're falling, going down, well, you know, look at what they're doing. And you falling, you looking up at what other people do. You're lower than them. Oh, y'all follow me. If you being evil, but see, you still know how to give a good gift, so that's how you fool yourself. Well, I'm still kind of a good person. Y'all know how y'all call Uncle Joe good. He's fallen. Are y'all following me? God, we're reaching for the cross. We're starting to love that cross. Men may not understand it, but we see the glory of God in our pure redemption by this man, Christ Jesus. Be not wise in your own eyes. Now we can read this, right? Don't be wise in your own eyes. Put this around your neck, Derek. Put this around your neck. Fear the Lord. You know, keep my commandments. Don't be wise in your own eyes. That didn't change. That's still subject verse 1 and 2. Put this around your neck. Here's keep my commandments. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. What evil? Trusting in yourself. Confidence in yourself. It's an evil. If you being evil, it shall be, oh, that's, you get this right here, it's going to be health to your navel, right down in your midst part of you. You get this stuff right here. And marrow to your bones, right from where, right from the inside, the marrow. Here, you know, the nutrients, the life coming through the marrow. Get this part straight. Get this part straight. It's going to say produces marrow and life in the natural and the spiritual. Now you'll be able to do verse 9. It's all the same. You couldn't do verse 9 before. Now you can do verse 9 without being afraid. Honor him with your substance. God, I'm honoring you because now you brought life to my marrow. I let go of my self-confidence and you brought the marrow. I lost substance. You brought the substance. Now honor him with your substance and the first fruits, right? This just proves that you see this now. The first fruits are no problem. See, that's why Abel... That's why Cain couldn't see it and Abel could. I'm going to give you the first fruits because I'm nothing in myself. You're supplying all my life. First fruits, nothing. Cain said, oh, nope, you can't have that first stuff because I still love myself. gone again. All right. All right. One second. What you got?
And with your first fruits of all your crops, meaning income, then your barns will be abundantly filled and your vats will overflow with new wine.
I like that wine stuff. All right, that was a joke. All right, so, I have some quotes that I want to read. If we can't get it back, I have it up here because I know I'm going long enough. But this whole message is because the Father loves you. He loves you going out and coming in. He loves you in the field. He loves you at work. He loves you at the home. He loves you at the job. He loves you wherever. Okay, let's go to the notes, D, because it's... Oh, wait a minute, go back to that scripture. These scriptures going to mean something else to you now, see? Yes, see? Look, let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. Why? Tabitha, why? Because I got no beauty of my own now. Why is he praying that? Why is he writing that? Because now I finally realize I have no beauty of my own, and God's now now our song's gonna take some heights now. The beauty of the Lord is gonna be upon me. And then he's going to establish the work of our hands upon us. You, Lord, you establish it. Not Lord, I'm gonna work, you bless it. No, you establish what I'm doing. Because I got no wisdom to do it. I have no wisdom at all. I fear you. You do this thing. All right, let's go to notes D. When we really know him, the human heart becomes forever satisfied and realizes that it has touched the eternal foundations and the ultimate truth and reality. I'm saying the human heart. That something happens. In other words, if God didn't give it to me from heaven and it doesn't register in my heart, I don't want it. Remember, Abraham said, I don't want your blessings. I don't want your blessings. I don't want your blessings. Because I don't sense that heaven gave it to me. You know, sometimes everything that we get isn't God. All right. Grace is perhaps the key word of Christianity. It has been well defined. Mercy for the sinner. Help for the helpless. And the spirit of adoption for the orphaned. And essentially, everything for nothing. You can bring nothing. You can bring zero. He brings everything from what you breathe to what you eat to what every breath you take to every cell that moves. It's all, you know, God's living on the inside of you. He's in every cell in your body. He's in every cell in your body because it all came from him. He created it. It's all for him. It's by him and in him. And he does the whole thing. Not one drop of breath you breathe is of yourself. This is just what Jesus Christ brings us. His blessings are not for the good people, but they're for the unworthy and vile. You know, vile. That's me. That's me. His help is not for the man that helps himself, but for the man that cannot help himself. And his gifts are all as free, as they are boundless and glorious. Paul states that God is the fountain of everything. He's the fountainhead of everything. And nothing, not even good thoughts, can come from us unless they come from God first. That right? Remember the scripture? Every good thing comes from above, from the Father of lights. Over in James. If you ignore the fact that God is the source of everything and make a converted, and sanctified self the source. Final trust in God has been taken away. Self judges God, and man holds God to be less than he is, and man to be more than he is. Did we read that? This is the big trouble, isn't it? The source of much unbelief is God robbery. Will a man rob God? Study theology and learn about how God is the source and fountainhead of all things. Learn about the attributes of God and see if yet in your heart you believe that God is less than he is and you are more than you are. Right? Pastor Jerry.
Pray, whatever. I know you were filling up.
Jesus, how great our Father is that he would take the time to love on us today. This is love. This is love. This is love. Pastor's knife incident was love. He loved him enough to chastise him. He loved him enough to awaken in him what he didn't feel was, what God didn't feel was good. And that's the quickening he's talking about. God will awaken in us. We may think it's okay, and we may even think it's good, but there's a quickening coming where God will say, not that. No, I don't desire that. And that's love. That's the Father's love, that he will not allow us even the littlest thing to separate us from him and his goodness. We thank God for the outpouring of his goodness this morning. There's an outpouring. There's an outpouring, an outpouring. If we can receive it as being weak and evil and orphaned, we have to receive this. God, I'm nothing in myself. Yes, I have trusted in myself. When it comes like this, if we don't take it in and apply it and make it applicable to our daily lives, it will roll off of us like the water off of a duck's back. And it will do us no good. It's just another sermon we say we heard. But let's breathe in from the very onset of the morning. He said, breathe in. My goodness. Breathe in these words. Get the podcast. Go read it. Listen to it. Breathe it in. Don't let it escape you. Because he's looking for sons. The Father is making sons. The Father is making sons. He loves PWM. And we honor that love today. Heavenly Father, you are a good Father. You're good down to the very core of our being, the marrow of our bones, the cells. You're good. You're good in every circumstance. You're good in every situation. You're good in every place we go. You're good. You're good. And we thank you for opening our eyes that from this day forward, we will see your good and we will abide in your goodness. We will live in your goodness. We will trust nothing of our own selves anymore. And we will rely on your quickening, Holy Spirit. We thank you for that today. And we bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen.